Hello, welcome back to I Plead the First with your favorite host, Shannon Devlin. And we have our special guest. We haven't had a guest in like, I don't know how many weeks.
Also,
Megan Channel.
Hi.
I'm here also.
D is here. And today we have, this is our final show of the semester. Sierra will be joining us shortly. She will be late. How dare she?
I don't know where she is. I haven't seen her since 4 o'clock.
Apparently. Was she in field production?
Yes, she was in field production.
Oh, Ryan told me she wasn't in field production. Lies. That's something right there.
That's the one and only Zach Lawford, our fearless leader of
RMU Century Media.
Leaving us.
Yes, he's leaving us.
You will not get my endless questions about how to do such things that I should know
and
how to
he
do.
He won't be able to harass Megan for her graphics.
No, Ian does that. Ian harassed me about graphics. Zach just harasses everybody.
Yes.
Very true. Very true.
How was everyone's weekend? Oh, we went roller skating. That was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. Sierra couldn't even hear.
She was like a baby deer on ice.
Oh, I don't blame her. I'm pretty bad myself.
It's like ice skating, but you just get used to it a little bit more. Like, I got it by the time that it was, like, almost about time to leave.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the skates are, like, about, like, 10 pounds, so it's, like, I don't know how roller derby girls do it. Like, I give props to them because they ugh.
Guess what Dee got me for my birthday?
What did
you
get?
It was great.
She got me Lunchables. And Sierra thought I was going to yell at her, and I was like, I eat these.
Well, no, so here's the story. So Sierra and I go to Walmart, and she used to buy a new outfit because the outfit she was wearing wasn't good enough because she was wearing like her sweatshirt dress and roller skating in a sweatshirt dress.
Not
That's
a good
problem.
Idea.
Yeah, so we go to Walmart. She buys two new outfits, and I'm like, well, now that she's getting, now that Sierra's getting her card, now I have to get her something. So we're looking around Walmart, and I look over the freezer section. I'm like, Uncrustables!
And Uncrustables, not Lunchables. What am I saying?
Uncrustables. The peanut butter jelly sandwiches that she had in the doors.
I don't
know. So I got her the grape kind, and I'm like, well, now I need to get her, like, I can't just hand her the little box of Uncrustables, so that's stupid. So I get her a gift bag, and then I'm like, well, I don't want to get her, like, actual wrap, like, paper for it, so I bought napkins. I just took a whole bunch of napkins in the
Okay, where is everybody? What is this?
Morgan went home.
Entering Matthew
went home?
Morgan. And I don't know where Sierra is.
Morgan went home?
Yeah.
The heck?
You're not going to match Crocs today because you don't have your Crocs.
I don't even have my Crocs on because it's snowing outside.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever worn Crocs when it's snowing outside.
I don't own a pair of Crocs anymore, Matt.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
It is.
I had Crocs and then I got a wart on my foot. Greg Sutton.
Oh no, Greg Sutton's coming.
Well, have Greg talk.
You love Greg.
So, yeah.
You
okay with this?
Who's Greg? That's
yeah.
Dope.
Are you alright with this?
Oh my god, I do that all the time.
Do you? Okay, I'm just making sure you're
okay.
Hi, Greg.
Make sure it's Greg Sutton.
Cool. Pull up a chair, buddy. Kick her off. Her mic.
No!
This is my
mic.
This is my mic. Okay. Not the one that I live. Why, hello there, pals. Hey there, pals. How you
so,
doing?
Yeah,
hey?
And then,
And then I gifted her the napkins, the extra napkins that I got.
Sierra just got me like a gift card.
Oh, it was thanks. Really funny. It took us 20 minutes to activate that stupid gift card. I don't understand why. Still a little peeved about that.
Frank, what are you doing this summer?
Don't do that, pal. That looks inappropriate.
Hi, how's it going? This is Greg Sutton.
Okay, well, if you're not going to talk, I'm going to take my mic. You can take these, because this is my mic.
No, you're not taking my mic.
This is my mic.
Let's take my mic.
I'm here for, like, half the shows. Whenever I'm here, this can be my mic.
This is our final show of the semester, so it has to be good talk.
Hey, Greg.
Matt, first off, you're selfish. Say, well, wash your hair for once in your life.
Ooh. I do. Anyhow, I should wash my shoes. You asked earlier. Like 5 seconds ago, really.
What are you doing for the summer?
Well, this summer, I have an
Joke's
internship.
Joke's on you,
again.
Greg. No one cares.
Can you use him? Is that a thing?
She did it.
Greg comes
summer,
on my ship. The disrespect
ship. I'm doing with a local college with bat teams, independent league. It's pretty fun. It's called the Butler Blue Sox. stop out and support. It's a grand old time.
I'll be up for at least a game.
Too bad nobody can hear you.
We should do that meeting, so.
Okay, well, I'm
jokes
leave
on
about
you.
5 seconds. But anyhow, I had that internship and I'm just going to be working all summer. I'm playing softball. I'm playing hockey.
That's fun.
Yay, softball.
I scored 2 goals.
Softball.
Like in one game?
One game.
Second multi score game?
Yeah. That's
the
point, but it was crazy.
Making progress, man.
I don't know where the hole is for your shoe.
Right there.
Oh, I see that. Yeah, I finally figured out what I'm doing this summer. Bye.
Bye.
So, you know, I was trying to get that job that would start in June. Well, my sister was like, I need a babysitter. And she said, it'll pay like $100 a week and it's only like 2 or 3 days out of the week. And I was like, count me in. I would love to babysit. I'll the small children just be like the fun aunt and we go places because she doesn't want
I
like,
can't wait to be a fun aunt.
I think we might rather be the fun aunt that's not an actual aunt because I don't have any siblings.
Oh yeah.
So
wait,
I'm
you're
be
not
like,
child?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
So I'm gonna
but
be like
every day.
My friends that need like a godparent, but I don't wanna be the parent. I wanna be the fun aunt that's not the actual aunt.
I got one of those.
I'm basically
to say you know who they are.
I feel like an only child because of the age difference.
Oh, I'm definitely I definitely do not feel like an only child. Like, when I Skype my parents once a week, it's half the time it's my time, and half the time it's my brother's time. We'll let you know. It's like 95% my brother's time, and it's 5% my time. So I'm like, yeah, he steals my thunder. And I'm like, who's the one that's home? Who's the one that's at college right now? So it's all about me, not about you.
Did you say you were lifeguarding?
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard over the summer working in the valley.
What are you going to do for that, like, extra month?
What do you mean, that extra month?
Because we get off in May. And, like,
we get off in May, but there's a bunch of prep work because Hidden Valley, like, we're not like Idlewild where guards are just guards. Like, Hidden Valley, we guard, we do, like, janitor
stuff,
maintenance for the pool. and we're hospitality, too. Because, like, it's not just, like, a resort. It's, like, the foundation office, so like people come there and ask questions and where to go and what to do and all that stuff.
Yeah, because they don't get off of school till like June 10th, so then I have that time period, but I will be on vacation for a week of that, so.
Yeah, that's actually really smart. I should go on a vacation between. That's really smart.
I want to go to Washington, D.C. this summer. I've like been once. Mm-hmm. And I only went to the Holocaust Museum, which is like the saddest part of it.
Yeah.
And I
Let
want
me
to
tell
go.
You about my visit to Washington, D.C. I went there, like, it was like just a 24-hour trip. So basically, we had to get up at 5 a.m., get there, go see all the sites, and then come back. And then 2 years later, when my brother was in the same grade I was, he got to go for 3 days.
That's dumb.
Because they couldn't raise the money for the, like, and then on the trip, I got hit by a bicycle. Got the bars right in between my chest.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he basically knocked me down and ran over me a little bit, and then he eventually got the bike off of me, and I was sitting there crying, and I'm like,
aww.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was sixth grade.
Oh, my God.
I think 11?
11 or 12, yeah.
I was probably 12 because I'm older for my age.
Because of the...
When's your birthday?
September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
plus
money.
Plus I know these. Thanks, Megan.
I'm hungry, so
go get
I'll
food.
Catch you guys later.
Okay,
and you're gonna have to let
There's
me.
There's always three.
I got you.
And so there were three.
Three.
Do you want anything from Ramos? Yeah.
No,
definitely,
too late. Definitely give me a Twix ice cream. Definitely give me a Twix ice cream.
Too late.
It's funny because she's gonna give me a Twix. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed whenever she comes back, I get a Twix ice cream.
So,
they're real good. Big ice cream guy right here. Love big sweet tooth.
So, yeah, Matt, we went roller skating this weekend.
I know, I saw. How was that?
And,
Sierra
can't skate.
she reminded me of a baby deer
oh,
ice.
Oh, boy.
So, like,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
She wasn't
as bad. Remember those 4-year-old twins that were next to us that kept them falling on their faces?
The 4-year-old twins weren't as good as the college freshmen. You know, for some reason, I'm not seeing that being a valid argument here.
Yeah, she,
But she was almost as bad as they were.
Yeah, she,
She basically sat
I down. Said, Sierra, put your arms out like you're holding, like, a desk. Like, you're holding onto a desk. That helps with balance. She tried it a little bit, but
then she gave up.
She was waddling, and I was passing her, and then she just she took her skates off.
Yeah, you get really mad at her.
Tough time. Wow.
I got mad at her.
You hate to see it. Honestly, you do.
I like the Friday the 13th theme.
Yeah, there was Freddy Krueger went out on the rink, and
he followed people around, and they turned around, and he was there, and they dropped to the ground, and it was funny. Luckily, I got off the ice as soon as he came on, so I'm like, oh, I dodged that bullet.
Yeah. Then it was a reverse.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. And then Courtney got there, and that's when I was starting to get sore, and I was like, I just can't leave now, because that would be rude. You have to meet Courtney, Matt. She's like the girl version of you, because she's super chill.
Cool.
But you are a girl.
I'm about it.
I like her. She's fun.
Yeah.
Remember the one girl that had like the light up skates? That was awesome. You could always find the girl because she.
So, how was everybody's Monday yesterday? Because I have stories to tell.
You have stories?
Yeah. So how was your Monday? 1 to 10, Shannon.
1 to 10. I got a lot of work done, so 7.
D.
I had a banquet and I got an overachievement award.
Shocker.
Shocker.
I got a book too.
What kind of book?
I don't know. I didn't
know. Alrighty then. Well, what would you rate it 1 to 10?
I think it's like a 9.
I think it was like a 9, yeah. Mine was like a solid 2, maybe a 1.6.
Tell us, Max. It was like the worst day.
So one, I went to my classes. And I went to photography. I have photography on Mondays. And I shot all this film, and it's our final project. I'm supposed to have 4 rolls of film developed, all right?
Okay.
Well, I ended up missing the class last week, so I go into the room, and I, like, shot all this film. It's, like, film. So I shot, like...
I don't get why they do that.
I shot 2 rolls of film, right? One of them, so what happens is you have to, like, wind it back into the film reel so that it doesn't get exposed or, like, ruined, and then you... like develop it. So I like was winding it up and I felt it stop. And I was like, all right, that's good. That means usually it's at the end. So I did it one more time and I heard like it like rips a little bit, but that's because you usually pull like the last little bit of film like that isn't exposed, you like just pull that back. So that's okay. But I opened up my camera to find out that the rip that I heard was actually my film. It had ripped clean in half and I destroyed 3/4 of a roll of film.
Oh my god.
No.
And you can't develop only 1/4 roll of film. So I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, I wasn't too mad about it. I mean, I was mad, but I wasn't too mad. So I was like, okay. So then I get to the dark room and I develop all my other ones, which the other ones were really cool. I took the camera out on the ice with me at a like a hockey practice. It was a stick time, Greg, because Greg's back. You're hearing about how bad yesterday was for
me. Okay,
I
have to keep going.
So I go and I develop this roll of film, right, and I take it out, and the second roll of film, because the first one got destroyed, there's just no pictures on it, like none. And I took apart my camera, and like my shutter was working, and my shutter speed was correct, and everything should have worked, but so I have no film. And then I got a text from my friend, because I signed out equipment through here, that was like, hey, get your stuff back to me, because I forgot to turn that in. So I was like, all right. So I left class and brought him his stuff, because I had to bring the stuff, because I had to get my equipment checked back in so someone else could use it. So I come up here, and I park in the lot down by the calf, and I just throw my flashers on, and I come up here, turn the equipment back in, and I'm like, all right, like, I gotta go. Walk back out to my car. As I'm backing out in the parking lot, I hit someone.
Aww.
I backed into a car. So then I'm like, well, what? Wait, can you like mute my mic? So then I'm like, well, obviously I can't say it now because it's just picking up on everyone else's mic. So then
yeah.
my mic
was like, ah, wait.
I know, that's why I was like, ah, well, you can imagine. So I was like, what the heck is going on here? Like, this is real, real bad. So
yeah.
There was a mark on the car. I have a picture of it. I can show you guys. There was a mark on the car, but I wasn't sure if I did it or not. Like, I just was not positive that it was me, but I wasn't positive that it wasn't me. And I would rather, so, like, that was, like,
That's like on the car's bumper. So like it's not like bad.
No.
But like it's there. And like I wasn't sure if it was me or not.
I don't did you hit like how'd you hit it?
I was backing up and I hit it.
Like did you like what part like did your flat
my back
bumper
to his back
bumper? That definitely wasn't you.
I didn't think so.
That wasn't you. No. Because like there's tape above it because your bumper probably is the same height as his. And if anything, the black would go under your car rather than the silver going under his, and that's more like a tan anyhow. I don't think that's you. I don't think that was you.
Well, either way, I hit this car. I know that I hit it. Even if this damage wasn't me, I hit the car.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, I was like, you know, I definitely cannot just, like, leave this car here because, like, if someone hit my car, I'd be pretty ticked.
Yeah.
And I would want it. So I like, called the RMUPD and I was like, hey, look, like, here's my information. I was like, I just hit this car. I wasn't sure, like, what happened. But, like, that was it. So, like, I go back to class and my professor's like, oh, I didn't think you were coming back because you don't have any film. And I was like, oh, I didn't have to come back. And he was like, no, he was like, you're good to go. So then I left class. But like in 3 hours, I ruined in 2 hours, I ruined 2 rolls of film and hit a car.
Aww.
So it was a horrible day yesterday.
Poor Matt.
Tough go. You hate to see that too. You really do.
Why are they using film though?
I don't know.
Because that's very outdated.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but it's definitely a trick of the trade that everybody should know.
Trick of the trade?
Trick of the trade.
And it's definitely a task that everybody needs to be able to do, even if we are in the digital age of cinema and photography. And everything else.
I'll have to brag a little bit, Matt.
Wow.
Wow.
I have to brag a little bit. I didn't go to either of my classes yesterday because I didn't have to.
All right.
But it's a new day.
It is a new day.
Didn't Chicken Little said that, right?
Was today a better day than that?
I mean, I don't know. I think he did.
Like, got most things that I had to get done. So.
Woo!
Alright,
hey, Matt.
Hey,
Chicken Little said today's a new day, right?
I don't know.
Right, the movie?
I don't know if he said today. Today is a new. I think he did.
I think something like that.
I think
it's definitely Chicken
Little.
That
sounds about right.
It's declared Chicken Little was the person who said that. Or animal.
Well, no, you can't say the person.
That.
You can say a person that said that.
No, it's definitely the.
I am the new person
famous.
Who said it.
No, but like, there's other famous people that have
That's
guaranteed
Sierra.
Said today.
And she's not able to make it.
Where's Sierra at?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Where are you? I'm texting her right now.
Text her and just say, can we call her?
Sure.
Let's call her.
Can we call her on that phone so she's on air?
No, I want to call her on. I want to call her office. I can put her on speakerphone, but I want to be the one to talk to her if you're
okay
with that.
Yeah.
I would just like to ask her where she is. I'm going to yell at her about attendance, which is going to be funny because my attendance is not perfect.
It takes away 10% of your grade in most classes.
No, I'm talking about for the radio show, sir.
Yeah. I know her name is spelled wrong, but I never changed
Karia.
It.
Karia. That's how her name is spelled. It's Kari. It's
Hello.
Not
okay. I thought like it's just it sounded like it went out, but it's fine because it's coming up right here.
Hey, so Sierra, I was just curious as to why you're missing. I plead the first.
You're on air.
You're on air.
You're live on air, so wash your mouth. I know that's an issue with you, ma'am. You're doing a project.
I played the first to come. I played the first is a priority over everything.
Yeah, I played the first. You could say that this is a project as well because this is our child, Sierra. We took the Shannon Sierra show and we took it under our wings.
Now
all
it's a toddler.
Of us. And now this is now I played the first is a toddler and. You have a son, and I just want you to make sure.
Wait,
that your
why
son
does it have to be a guy? Why is it a guy?
Because that's the gender that I assigned to it. So I'm sorry.
You can't assign gender.
Don't assume I plead the first is gender.
Way more. I plead the first than you.
Shh. We're not gonna acknowledge that fact. We're just gonna ignore that.
This
so
is the final I plead the first.
This is the final I plead the first.
Of the semester.
Semester.
The final I plead the first of the semester. And I'm here. Wait, are we doing a finals week edition?
No.
I'll
be in class.
Well,
I'll be taking the final.
Well, okay. So, Sierra, I just wanted to call your dedication to I plead the first into the spotlight. So.
Well, I'm
because I'm here and I can do this. And I hung up sorry, Sierra. I know you're not listening. Sorry, Caria.
Hi, Tori Flay.
Hey, Toothbrush!
She said hello.
Canceled
the graphic session.
I
have to edit. I'm editing my thing right now. And
what thing?
What thing?
Little Pink Riding Hood.
Oh, your project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
And she goes from not wearing the earmuffs to wearing the earmuffs.
Continuity, that's a problem.
It's
reshoot
like,
it. You gotta reshoot it.
No, I have to reshoot like the start.
Tisk tisk shenanigan.
Yeah.
Ooh, let's read this Vice article. Does Drake have a dark secret?
Oh,
dun,
actually
dun,
Jewish.
Dun.
Oh wow, the first snap in here says, it's no secret Drake sucks at smoking weed. He rarely raps about it. What was the next one? He rarely raps about it and never posts late night smoked out snaps.
Why is that?
I don't get
why
that's
why
a problem.
That
and
yeah.
with that, I'm just gonna exit off the Vice for the day. Like, all right, that's enough Vice for me.
Very biased, let me tell you.
Oh wait, hang on a second. I might have to go back to Vice because the preview changed and now it says all the people you'll meet on a Kanye themed dating app.
Wow. There's a Kanye themed
I kind of want to download this Kanye themed dating app.
What is download? Let us know how it is.
Hey Matt, you're dating someone.
Well, that's why I said I want to. I'm not going to because I am in a committed relationship.
But you could do it and then just not.
Yeah, did you hear that there thing now?
Yeah, he told me this like 2 weeks ago on the air. They're roommate official.
Oh yeah, we did.
That was
this.
So funny.
Yeah, we were here.
We're like official.
What's roommate official?
Official.
She
like
told her roommate.
snap.
Oh snap.
Matt has a girlfriend.
You're not wrong.
That was completely correct.
Go listen. Well, I want you. Go listen. On to Greg.
Go listen. Like Matt said.
you know what? Can you go get Toothbrush Flick on this show?
You said I before you said
I. I said I, but then I was like,
nope,
you know what? I can just go get some.
I plead the first.
I just watched the bars go from green to bright red in 0.5 seconds.
That's what happens when you get three people to go up all at once.
Damn right, I got the blues.
Greg. What's your favorite sandwich at Romo's?
Oh my gosh, Matt!
I feel like this is leading us.
What's your favorite sandwich at Romo's?
I don't have a favorite.
What's your
just finish your steak already.
You like all the time.
Like them all.
You like them all.
Pick one specific menu item from Romo's. Pick a Romo's icon.
Steve?
Not Steve. I mean off the.
It's
sandwich.
Also very true though.
Off the sandwich menu.
Lock and load.
The lock and load.
The
okay.
Lock and load on a bagel.
Why?
Pick a different one. If you couldn't, if
you
the
said pick one.
No, I know, but we're gonna play a game here. So
Papa Sal.
The Papa Sal. All right. Well, did you know that this show is sponsored? Actually, this is. If you want the full name of the show, this is I Plead the First. Brought to you by Romo's, home of the original Papa Sal. Romo's since 1921. Get your Papa Sal today. Proud sponsor of I Plead the First.
First off, I can tell you right now that Romo's was not here when this school was founded. Maybe because this school started in a barn.
No, did you know that the downtown campus is still a thing?
Yeah, it's Robert Morris College, though, not university.
Oh.
My grandfather went to that college.
So did mine! Woo, legacies!
Woo!
My grandma went there.
Woo!
I never heard of Robert Morris until I
saw your grandma?
Hey.
Hey, Matt and D. Does your grandma and grandpa know a Robert Stanley?
My grandpa's dead.
Okay. Matt.
I just got dark. Yeah, wow. On that note, let's change the subject.
What did she major in?
Mine? Business.
Yeah.
Or wait, no, was it business? I don't know. Actually, I know it was. She went when
if
it was Robert Morris Business College.
If you were here when it was a business college, you probably were here for business.
So.
Yeah, my grandpa was also here for business. Ask her.
That was.
I think
she was
business
administration. It was technically a business college. It was a business college.
Yeah.
It was Robert Morris Business School.
Yeah.
Ask her if
and
she
it
knows.
Was School of Accounting.
Robert Stanley.
And it was Robert Morris College.
And
now it's
Robert
Morris
University.
You know, that's not how those words are said.
Words.
Ask her. You're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Well, what do you think? Text me what you think I'm going to say.
That's
Find out after these short messages
Wait.
From our sponsors.
There is
Greg,
no sponsors.
So,
no sponsors.
Greg, so I just want you to think, like, Dick's. Say we're sponsored by Dick's Sporting Goods. Send it. What? Or do you think the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods is going to listen to I Plead the First?
He lives in Sewickley.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Robinson and Cranberry.
Wow.
The flagship stores.
Wow.
Fun facts. I guess now I'm
the
trying to do.
I don't know why.
But isn't it crazy that their grandchildren all went to Robert Moore's college?
What if they were all super chill?
Wow.
Hey guys, what if our grandparents were on the same radio show together when they were in college?
Did they have radio back then?
I don't know how old you think my grandmother is, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, they did. I know, but it was an old joke.
Well, my grandpa went to school in around 1960. Well, you never gave me an answer. Is she?
Oh,
she?
No, that's not what I was gonna say. But she is.
Okay, mine isn't.
What?
Okay.
My grandpa isn't alive.
Oh.
Because I asked him. Because she might know. We can't ask our grandfathers.
This is exactly what happens. On a normal week-to-week basis, my face for, 60% of the show is your face right now. Like, Greg has, to sum up for our only listener, which is either Shannon or I's mother, Greg has just this look of absolute confusion.
Can we call this the symposium?
Take two.
Guys.
Can we call this a symcobic smile?
Guys.
No, the symcobic smile is the
awkward. Yes,
it kind of happened.
What?
Wait a minute. No way.
Like, kind of, but it was like, he was there.
Was it,
what?
Was it like a...
Like...
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I was there. Kind I was in the backseat.
Doesn't
I was
count.
Robert.
It doesn't?
No.
No, I told you it didn't count.
No.
I was like,
I mean, you can count it if you want. I mean, I seen this cool thing on virginity last time on Snapchat.
Oh,
and
no,
it says
I did
no
also
definite
watch.
Form of loss of virginity. It's what you consider loss of virginity. So it's all up to your interpretation.
Shannon lost her V card.
No.
That is
she got V-Bucks on
She got V-Bucks on Fortnite to buy the Season 3 Battle Pass. You heard Fortnite, Shannon?
I never
chair.
Played it.
D?
Heck no.
Direct quote.
Hey, Greg, you a big Fortnite guy?
I like Fortnite, but I'm not a big Fortnite guy.
No, I'm a huge Fortnite guy.
Huge.
Huge Fortnite guy.
My brother is, though.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's real fun.
They're on the LMG.
I know.
What's going on with that meteor?
Oh, dude, it's taking out tilted.
Is it going to actually take out tilted? Is it going to be a crater? Or is it going to be, just
it's,
left out buildings?
I don't know if it's going to be,
I feel like it's going to be ratty-tatty buildings.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be,
Oh, yeah, you know those ratty-tatty buildings, Steve?
Yeah, you know those ratty-tatty buildings? That's my favorite term to use to describe a building. It's
ratty-tatty.
Ratty with the patty.
Ratty-tatty
building.
It's something.
So,
are you gonna miss me over the summer?
No.
I mean, probably.
That's just sad.
I know. I mean, I know. I have plans to go visit a bunch of my friends.
Come
you
here.
Have
those?
That could be.
I'll be here 3 times a week. Chris,
get your nose out of your mic.
It's not in my mic.
It was a minute ago.
It was on my mic.
It's Moon Township. You know.
Have you ever heard the song about Moon Township?
No.
Oh boy, I am thrilled to enlighten you on this one.
Oh boy.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, sweet. Why do you love that?
Okay. Hey, what's your passcode?
I'm not going to share that
Can
with
I
you.
See your thought?
Where do you live?
Greg lives in Butler / Beaver area.
Oh, that's not far.
No, it's Butler.
It's Butler, man.
Actually.
It's Montauk. Sorry, no one knows where Montauk is.
Also wrong. I'm from a little town. Actually, some would call it a village. It's called Hooker.
Oh my gosh, I do remember that.
I am from Hooker, Pennsylvania.
8016 is the address if you want to look it up. It's
what's your street name, sir?
Hooker Road.
Hooker Road.
Yep. Hooker Road, Hooker, PA, went to Montauk School District.
Montauk.
Over here in West Sunbury, PA.
So Shannon, I'm going to ask
that's definitely Photoshop.
What, this one?
That picture.
Oh, yeah. Without
for
sure. You can see the Photoshop line right there.
Yeah, it's poopy.
I mean, yeah.
You're poopy.
You mean no?
Yeah.
That's kind of mean.
It's not really. It's out of love.
So
it kind of hurts.
No, it doesn't.
So rude. Hey, Greg, are you going to be the host for, whatchamacallit?
That's a candy bar.
RMU tonight.
RMU tonight.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a yes or a no.
Are you do you apply for it?
Yeah. I felt like I was obligated to at least.
Obligation.
But I think Jonah also applied and off the record.
Oh.
I hope Jonah gets it. Anyhow.
I can just imagine Jonah on that show.
I feel like it'd be way better than I was.
Did you sign up for a CSC host?
Yeah, I think. I signed up for CSC host as well.
I don't think I got it.
I signed up to be...
Oh, here comes the substitute.
If you don't have a Twix ice cream bar, you might as well
turn around.
It was a
peace offering. We didn't go to Ramos.
I'm starving.
Yeah. So this is
Megan, I'm starving.
Peanut butter chocolate brownie.
Can I have a slice?
I don't know whether he's happy or not.
I have a slice.
Well, right now I'm looking for the Moon Township song.
See,
there is a township in Pennsylvania called Moon.
It's okay.
Shout out
he
to the guy who sings about cities and towns.
You're appreciated.
All right, so I'm going to need you to... Hey, Shannon, could you please unmute the PC input, or I should say headphone input, or something along those lines?
You should know what you're doing, Shannon.
Do you know what you're doing, Shannon?
No.
Well, I'll let
you.
No.
iPod.
Here
it is. Bye-bye.
Is it
unmuted?
It's iPod, or it's phone.
Is it unmuted? Because I'm about
yes.
to play some I'm about
un-
to play some fire.
It's unmuted.
Oh, wait, or should I play it through, like, my speaker? And then I'll
just
put just
play it
through
the... Nope, just do it this way.
Well, if I do it this way, then we can't hear it.
Well,
it's okay.
I'll tell you. Okay.
It's definitely iPod, by the way.
Why
do you hear that?
Yes. The song is about Moon Township.
See, none of us can hear it. That's why I'm just...
No, gonna... I can hear it.
Well, yeah, now I'm going to change.
What's
here
this guy's
I'm
going to
throw my mic down here. I don't know. He's a good guy.
I was laughing. Robert Morris is at Moon Township. Just
well, can
telling
we mute your guys' mics so that we only hear the song?
What's offensive?
There we go.
Township called Moon. It's in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, right along the Ohio River. You'll find a place called Moon. What an interesting name for a place. So yeah, you got a moon up in the sky. You also got a moon on Earth. It's located in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. It is a wonderful and nice community.
I agree with that statement right there.
I don't even know what...
Okay.
I don't even know what that was.
List of things from Greg's son.
Oh, well, there's another line that gets better.
You've heard of Craigslist?
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
This is called Craigslist.
Are you going to make a website called Craigslist?
I might about that.
I might.
Where are you
also,
going?
Here we go.
Why are
you
meeting with
these
two boys?
Well, we're going to
start.
I'll be
right back.
I need to play the song because it gets better.
No, wait.
I'm starving.
Midpoint. It's
why
like
are
half
you
time.
Meeting with these two gentlemen? All
right, so what it is.
2 seconds.
Is, first off, he is definitely baked while he's singing this. Has to be.
I don't know. I feel like he's just weird. Because, like, look at that, like, awkward smile.
Maybe he's just weird. But I feel like
I think he's just weird.
I feel like
there's
definitely some sort of drug there.
Right
now. But anyhow, also, can nobody please, nobody tell him there's also a Mars PA?
Well,
if he already doesn't know.
I think he might already.
Because that'd be a heck of a song also. But I don't want to tell him that because he'd be like,
Mars, there's one in space and there's one on Earth. I'm like, what? You know what I mean?
Yes.
University Boulevard.
That's where we are. That's us. Right here.
That's it. That was that entire line of song. It was just University Boulevard.
University
Boulevard.
That's where we are, guys. 6001.
6001 University Boulevard.
Moon Township,
right,
PA.
Here, right now.
15108. Send fan mail.
Send your mail. Your fan.
Preferably cupcakes.
Box 251. Feel free to send whatever you'd like there.
Squeezable applesauce.
I'd prefer money to 1107, though.
I don't have a box. I don't know.
Well, we only have two, like, a week left.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but it'd be there whenever we got back.
Well, yeah, but I wanted the key for 251 whenever we get back.
Yes, you will.
Do I keep the same mailbox for the years?
Yeah.
Really?
Just tell them, like, hey, 251.
Yeah,
I had 1107 last year.
I had box number 1107.
When are you guys free next semester? Like, for shows?
Because
I'm good for 6 because I think I have post-production until, like, 5.
Yeah, like, never? Too much?
Are you taking post-production?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at this beautiful schedule.
Principles of Marketing, 11 a.m.
You're
going to
die.
11:50. Argument and Research, starting at 12 o'clock to 12:50. And then, online, he has Reading and Literature, Classics, and then Center Traditional or some stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You
and
do
then
have post-production.
Harper.
On Tuesdays,
really,
he has
like,
post-production,
especially
2 o'clock to 5:50. And
two
then, the same thing on
really
Wednesdays
long
and
long
Mondays.
Long
oh, no, I lied. On Wednesdays
him.
At 2
you're
p.m.,
just a little too
monotone
for me, touching
Matt
back.
Decides he wants to start Intro to Graphic Design, 2 to 4:50. And then on Thursdays, he has Digital Imaging, 2 to 4:50. And then the same thing on Friday as Monday and Wednesday, except for graphic design.
How many classes is that?
18 credits. Well,
it's 18 credits.
Why?
But one of them's online.
That's what I'm taking next.
Online's
not
bad.
Five classes
are taking
online.
I'm taking 18 because I need to take 18 for 2 semesters to graduate on time. But I think I'm just going to take summer classes for 1 summer and then test out of those classes.
Hmm.
History's not bad. I wouldn't test out of history. It's pretty easy. And then sociology isn't bad. I took that online.
I need sociology.
Well,
haven't taken it yet. I'm not looking forward to it.
I might take, if online classes are available, like, in the spring, then I'll take them. But if they aren't, then
that's what I took last
sociology. I'm just going to test out of them.
I don't know. I like being there.
That's a brown nano. That's not a banana. That's a brown nano.
No, brown banana. I'm better for you.
Did you know?
Shinoda, you know you're opening
really
your banana the
how
wrong
many,
way.
How many bananas do you need to eat in? It's about 15 seconds to die of a potassium overdose.
5.
40.
Shinoda, do you know you opened your banana the wrong way? You're supposed to open
that's
it from the bottom.
Awesome. D, don't be one of those people that whenever someone opens a banana, you tell them that they're doing it wrong. Dude, it's a banana. If they got it open, they did it the right way.
No,
my mom's the same way. Anytime I open a banana, sorry mom if you're listening, I'm going to throw you right under the bus. Anytime I open a banana, my mom always says, you know they did a study and monkeys open them from the bottom because they're easier. And I'm like, thanks mom. Just too bad I cut mine with a knife because I hate like ripping it, so I just cut it open and then just open it up.
Hey, that's a smart idea. I like that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd rather do that than open it from the bottom.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
Matt is heated.
What a shock.
Worst fruit, what is it?
Come back to me.
Raisins. No doubt it's a raisin.
Oh, yeah.
I like
raisins.
Raisins
are, I'm not surprised. D, you and I aren't friends anymore. I hate raisins.
I have a list.
Anything.
Kiwis.
I like
kiwis. Ucky.
I don't like
raisins. Ucky, especially when everything's a chocolate chip cookie and you bite it and you're like, it's a raisin. It's
mm-hmm.
terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, continuing on. Any other weird fruit?
The thing is, I like cinnamon and raisin together, but
ew.
I don't like raisin by itself.
Ew.
And I don't like kiwi.
Ew. There's a
actually,
lot of weird fruits out there.
I don't think I've tried kiwi.
Kiwi's not bad.
I don't like it.
Hate, absolutely hate raisins. Raisins are literally just grapes who weren't good enough to be grapes, so they died.
Jen, and I can do any day next semester because all my classes end by like 5:50.
Raisins? Not good.
I'm planting.
Yeah, it is good.
Honestly, we could do the show.
See her?
Yeah, she did. She had to go post-production. There was,
you
like,
know what?
There was, like,
you know,
literally only, like, three.
Big green grapes.
Oh, yeah.
The best grapes
out
there.
So
grapes?
Then,
good.
No.
Raisins? Not good.
I think we're all taking post-production,
like,
so
yeah,
then we'll all just walk here.
So, you know,
wait,
so
are we all taking post-production?
There
are
no seats left in post-production. So
yeah, I know. I took the last one. I took the last one. There was one seat left in that class, and I was talking with Carolina today before oh, great. I have her for Aesthetics of Cinema, and she's my academic advisor. I have not had a bad experience with her once. Phenomenal.
I like her style. It's whimsical.
Yeah, it's so nice. Her, like, that's a good way to put it, is, like, whimsical. Like, everything, like, just, like, kind of floats
and,
like,
moves.
She seems
so, like, kumbaya to me, and I like that.
She is. She's really cool.
Kumbaya.
Don't judge me.
My lord!
Kumbaya. Nah, you devour that brownie.
Yeah.
She go.
25th of August, we start.
Anything fun this summer, Greg, besides your internship?
I'm playing softball.
You said this.
And hockey.
And hockey.
Maybe that's what I'll do. Maybe I'll join your summer hockey team.
Too late.
How,
You don't have two sessions this summer?
Nope.
Well, darn. That's unfortunate for me.
Yeah, so literally, like, every single one of us is taking post-production together, except for
that's a lie.
Katie.
I'm not here.
Oh, yeah.
Liars.
She didn't finish multicam.
Nope.
So is she going to take all those credits again?
She only has, like, 7 credits to her name.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Hopefully she comes back.
I don't know, man. I love her to pieces. I don't know. Because of how much anxiety she had this semester, then she left in the middle of the semester. So, like,
I don't know anything, so that's fine.
It's A-okay.
Mate, she seems fine now.
How fast do you have to move out of your,
I'm moving out Thursday at final, next Thursday.
I think it's
24
hours after your last final.
That's weird.
That's a lot of time, though. I mean, if you have a whole house full of stuff in your dorm, you probably shouldn't have that much stuff in hand.
My mom's coming up this weekend, so she's taking half my stuff, and then we're taking the other.
That's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to take, like divvy up like half my stuff and like take half my stuff home this weekend and half my stuff home this weekend.
That's fair. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Because to be entirely honest, like really I haven't lived in my dorm this semester.
Yeah, you're never there.
I'm never there.
Never there.
Where you at?
I usually go to my buddy's apartment. It's off campus and then I'll just hang there. And then they're like on the hockey team with me, so like we usually like they're like my really close friends. Like I go hang out. Like not saying
are
like
we not close friends?
Not saying no. Not saying century isn't. But just saying like I don't know. Just been spending a lot of time over there just because there's been a whole bunch of stuff that's going on this off season. Like they're making a new team and we're all like trying to move up. So like
we've been going
to practice
that.
Twice a week. Like I'll stay over there Monday and Wednesday nights, and then Tuesday and Thursday we'll go wake up and we'll go. We'll be on the ice at 8:45 in the morning. Besides today, I got to sleep in today, which was nice.
I slept for like 10 hours. It was nice.
I'm the type of person where like I usually like need 8 hours of sleep to function or like you don't want to talk to me. But like this whole semester, like I don't think I've gotten 6 hours of sleep.
It depends on like if I want to sleep in, if I just don't.
You probably dropped this back here.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Threw it.
Oh, I don't want to look
this,
though.
What's this logo on the back?
I'm not going to look at it because he's doing the whole finger thing.
I'm all on your phone, buddy.
Okay. Yeah, but back there, you were definitely doing this.
No, actually, because it landed like this. So I was like, well, yeah.
That's where you work.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
That's where I used to work.
That's where I work. So that's why I was asking you.
Walmart.
Was
save money, live better. Walmart, official sponsor of Please the First.
Actually, though, they updated their slogan. It's, we save you money so you can live better.
Wow! Same thing.
Pretty much.
They're not a terrible company to work for. They do pretty decent with their employees.
I've never had an issue
with them. I don't have an issue with them. I mean, you never know everybody, but can I have that?
Can I see his picture?
I'll get it.
I tried to get it out there.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
Hey, Greggy.
Stuff happens.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Belle.
Yeah.
Greg, I know you haven't been on here, so you really can't answer this question.
I will anyhow.
What was your favorite part?
I was just going to ask, what's the best memories everyone's had from I Plead the First slash the Shannon season?
This is the season finale.
That's a hard one.
My favorite thing is definitely every time I see you guys in here, I just walk by and make faces every time
You usually smash your stomach up against the glass.
Dude, that's very true.
Avery walks by and puts his handprints on the wall,
yeah,
and he wipes
see,
it off.
Yeah, no, I definitely, that's my favorite memory is walking through here and just putting whatever faces through the window.
Matt?
That's all. There's been a lot of fun times on here. I don't know if I can pick a favorite one per se, because like I don't know, there's nothing really that like sticks out too much to me, because like I don't know, just like the whole time like we were just in here having fun with our friends. So, like,
this has been a fun experience.
We didn't know we were making we knew we were having fun, but we didn't know we were making memories. That's a quote. I think Winnie the Pooh said that.
Quick, shut up. I swear.
Telling you, Winnie the Pooh.
My favorite thing was whenever we were coming up with a new name, and then I said the Shannon Chronicles, and then Morgan was like, yes. Sierra was like, no. Yeah.
Great story.
Thank you.
I love the detail you had in it.
We had a lot of laughs.
This show, if you go back and listen to the shows, they're actually like
95%.
Pretty funny.
Not 95% of them, it's just you can hear me laughing.
So, yeah, it's just us laughing.
I definitely really like
the very beginning. Whenever you guys would still like try and talk about shows, when it was still the Shannon Sierra show, when I was like one guest a week and you guys tried to like guess the shows, and then I would just come in and just completely obliterate. Like, you guys would have the way that I always put it was like, this show, they set it up to where it was a train. It had a track, and it would just smooth sail on down the track
and
until it arrived at its destination. And then I always say that I was just running at a 90-degree angle to it, and I just derailed that train every week that I was on. And it was,
but that's what made it fun.
It always kept it interesting, though, because we were, like, it was just fun because I was just here messing around.
I have another favorite.
What's your favorite memory of me in the time, not even related, like, not restricted to I Plead the First? I'm interested to know, after 1 year of knowing me, that's what I really want to know. If it's appropriate. If it's not, save it until after the show.
My favorite memory of you.
Greg, that one's more geared towards you.
Yeah.
You go deep.
You know.
See, I have a memory, so I don't remember half the stuff that happened in these past two semesters. Everything just kind of blends together.
I feel that.
Don't you mean the lens together?
Oh my god, Greg, shut up. We have a radio room.
Never leaving.
He's just gonna live in the radio room.
Yeah, under the table, actually.
Matt's always made everything interesting. It's never been a dull moment when it comes to like our friend group. So that's what that's been my favorite part, because that's what the one thing I was worried about coming into college, like not being able to find people that I would mesh with. But I have like 20 of those people.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite member, but it sticks out to me. Whenever I really didn't know Matt that much, and he was like, see you Tuesday. I was like, they were like, we were in history or TV video, he's like, see you tonight. I was like,
Professor Van Waller came into my screenwriting class today, and two of my classmates came in late, because they're a couple, so they always come in late together, even though that, not gonna get in those details, but... It was so funny, because then Corin's like, I need to speak with you after class. And I'm like, ooh, Corin! It was really funny.
My favorite Matt memory is definitely it includes Michael Shuley, but definitely the day our alter egos were created.
Oh my gosh.
That was definitely...
Dude, that was during the retreat.
That entire 2 weeks.
That was such
that
a fun
was
time.
Such a good time. It was, can we
tell the story?
Go ahead.
So how did it originate? Was it on the volleyball court?
It was definitely on the volleyball court, because we were playing.
We were getting ready to go play
like mini golf, I think.
Oh yeah, down at the island.
Yeah, and
okay. So during the Century Media retreat, which is a week where all the Century Media kids come on in and hang out and
meet the gang,
gang.
It's not that kind of thing.
So Me, my roommate Mike, who is also a freshman with me, and
PT
Greg,
proud.
Who's a sophomore, we're all hanging out together, and I don't even remember how.
I don't even remember how it started. We were all talking. It was definitely the volleyball court where we all started talking like that. Though.
Yeah. Okay. So we all just did these really, really bad
stereotypical,
like
stereotypical.
Oh, I remember that.
And then we came up with names. So my name was Keith Smith. It was CEITHSMYTH. Mike's was Daryl Johnston, but it was Daryl Johnston, Johnston, but it was Daryl, DarryLL. And then, because we did the Triple PGA Tour.
Yeah.
The week after, like,
that was
a couple weeks after.
Time.
But so then we got Toby McMcIntyre here on
McMcIntyre.
Toby McMcIntyre.
They had to put McIntyre with Mick in order to make it Canadian. But no, the best part of it all is whenever we were playing volleyball that day, and like the kid was getting ready to give him back the volleyball, he goes, "Wait, are you guys actually Canadian?" it's a big no.
we were like, "No, pal, we are not. We are most certainly not from Canada."
And it was really funny. Like, it started out with just Keith, the real, and Toby. And then
it bloomed
into Keith Smith, and then Toby McMcIntyre, and then Daryl's took the longest
Daryl Johnston. But that one took us the longest.
And then we all finally figured out places where we all grew up.
We're all from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
No, we're all different
where
places.
Where are you from?
You're from
Alberta. I think Daryl's from Nova Scotia.
I think he is from Nova Scotia.
I'm from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. That's
I'm from Medicine Hat, Alberta.
And then who else? Your girlfriend's in on it now. What's Cheryl McMcIntyre with Dolby McMcIntyre.
I think somehow you became our son.
I'm
from different provinces of Canada.
Hey, I mean, maybe you guys were on a trip there. That's where I was born. I don't know. I didn't ask you that.
Just didn't tell you. But that's definitely one of the best ones.
That's a great dude acting like we were Canadian for like it didn't even
it was
like
a month and
there
a
was
half.
Like no off switch. Like we were just always and we were talking
as we see each other. It was a hard transition out of it too.
Or the bottle cap game.
That was a blast.
We played
that
this
was
game
around the same
we
time.
That was like
back to back time.
Yeah, where we used to like flick bottle caps at the projector screen, and we would try and like save it. And we would always
use the hats as gloves.
And we always used to commentate like we were in like the Stanley Cup Finals. It was awesome.
It was a blast. Those two months were a blur.
Oh, they were so much fun. All right,
I'm excited. What about your favorite memory of me through the two semesters?
I gotta start this one off.
You go ahead.
Definitely sitting in the current class that we're in together right now, field production. And I'm gonna do a documentary on the show we started last semester. It's called Army Tonight. I'm gonna just kind of document it, like tell everybody like the origin story. And I pitch my idea. It's a great pitch. Like, I think everything's going really well. And Professor Corn goes, "All right, does anybody have any comments for
Greg?"
Okay. And I said about how I was going to interview the producer because Jocelyn Burns was there from the start. And Shannon over here, like serious as can be, raises her hand in the most passive-aggressive way. And she goes, "Aren't you going to interview the associate producer?" I was like, "No, no, not."
Wow.
Me and her were the only two to realize, like, she was the associate producer.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Aren't you going to interview the associate producer?" I'm like, "No, I was going to just go with everybody that's been there from the beginning." And then, like, it clicked in Corin's head, but, like, you were the associate producer. But that's definitely one of the best.
My favorite Shenanigan memory is when I always bothered her.
I don't know what this is. I just noticed that now.
I noticed that when I walked in.
What?
There's a big stain on my pants. I don't know from what.
What region of your pants? What region of your pants?
That's purple.
Dark room.
Purple.
It's in the dark room.
It was in the dark room. You couldn't see it.
I wasn't in the dark room today. And I didn't have these pants on yesterday when I was in the dark room.
Oh boy, Matt.
It might be dark room ink, though.
From like another time,
yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, for sure.
That's definitely what it is, though. Some sort of ink.
Yeah.
I guess.
Unless you.
I don't know. I'm not too concerned with it. I
unless,
have like, dude, best thing to ever happen to me. My mom ordered me three pairs of sweatpants, right? And it was, three pairs of sweatpants for like my birthday. So my birthday is in mid-November.
We didn't ask, but go ahead.
So she got me them like for my birthday-ish, and I was like, okay. And then she was like, hey, do you like those sweatpants? And I was like, oh, I love them. And she was like, good, because I just ordered you like six pairs of each. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have so many pairs of sweatpants in my dorm right now. It's amazing.
That's hilarious.
But, like, they're all either light gray, this gray, or black.
Okay.
Is that why you wear them
Do you guys think that I only wear, like, one pair of pants for, like, weeks on end?
No, but I definitely realize you only have sweatpants. I don't think I've ever seen you in jeans.
I hate real pants. If it doesn't stretch, I don't like it, because I prioritize comfort over anything else in the world.
You ever tried the American Eagle Extreme Flex?
Yes. Those are comfy, but they're not as comfy as sweatpants.
I think they are.
Well, you have sweatpants on. Greg, why didn't you put on your American Eagle Flex, whatever they're called today's?
I have to do laundry. I have one pair of socks left.
You didn't have a laundry night, Greg?
I'll take my laundry to Y-Town. I am so bad right now. I had to dump all my dirty clothes out on Friday on my bed to get out the clothes I needed to wash for hockey on Sunday because I was going home. And then I proceeded to take all the dirty clothes back off my bed and put them back into the basket. And now they're sitting at the foot of my bed starting to overflow. So,
Greg.
You have a laundry night, Dolan?
I didn't have a laundry week. So there's going to be, I have to make two trips to get everything down because it's not gonna fit in the washer.
What floor do you do your laundry?
There's only one floor for laundry in my town.
Really?
First floor. Three rooms, one floor, bunch of washers.
Hmm. All right, dude, go on.
I'll take up at least four.
Are they bothering you during RMU Live? They always bother you when I was the director. Like, Ken, scripts are done? Are they done? Are they done? I'd bother you for about 2 hours.
My, I'm trying to think here. My favorite Shenanigan Devil moment. There were definitely, like, a few ones that were really good. Like, when you would try to produce the freshman show, and I would roll in, like, an hour late and not ready whatsoever.
Ugh.
Those were great times. And, like, I would always just try to talk, and you'd be like, Matt, write sports. And I'm like, okay. And then I would do great times. Definitely the point on this show when you realized, like, I wasn't leaving. That was pretty good. That was really good. Like, there was, like, a definitive point where they were, like, it went from, like, recurring guests to, like, I got introduced in the beginning of every episode. Like, it was just a thing. So, that was real fun. What day? I know you and me had we had the talk in the newsroom about the mission that we're on right now. And by we, I mean
on.
You. And by on, I mean it's still very much on. So, that was a good day, too, because I was like, hey, Shannon actually likes me, like, as a friend. This is great.
Of course I do.
Because, like, you actually, like, talk to me, because I swear, like, Sierra, I see Sierra for this hour every week, and that's it. Sierra and I don't talk outside of the radio room on Tuesdays from 6 to 7. Like, I don't know what it is, but she's just never talked to me, and I've just always been like, oh, well, if you don't, like, I always think, like, if she wants to talk to me, she would talk to me. So maybe she just doesn't want to talk to me, and it's okay. So I just don't talk to her. So that was another time.
Of course
time.
We're friends, Matt. During Christmas, I gave the girls gifts, and I gave you and like a gift.
You're a girl.
No.
Yeah, by the way, most random present I've ever gotten, without a doubt, goes to Sierra Adams. She had me for Secret Santa, right?
Oh.
She got me some candy. She got me a Penguins Christmas tree ornament.
Oh my gosh.
And she got me a Penguins 2-in-1 bottle opener toenail clipper. Yep, the most random gifts I've ever gotten was like food, an ornament, and I guess that could
come
over.
A toe opener.
I guess, I don't know.
That's what I'd call it.
But that was probably the best Sierra moment, was because I realized Sierra does not know me whatsoever.
No,
I mean, like,
she
definitely does. Like, she knows I like the Penguins, and she knows I like food.
She was
like,
I don't know what to get.
But,
him.
Like, the toenail clipper thing, it was like, all right, I have cut my toenails with them, like, 3 or 4 times.
Robin gave me Christmas toilet paper.
Christmas toilet paper. Wow. Greg, what did you get for Christmas?
Well, my gift tour was Dee over there, and she goes over, and it's like this little like cinch bag, it's like maybe 3 inches wide,
and it has a G on it, and she takes a pink post-it note and writes R-E-G after the other G. So, like, I knew from there it was gonna be a time. So then I open it, and it has, like, this snowman inside where, like, you pull a string and his arms, like, move up and down. And it was snowman, and then also inside were a pair of fuzzy socks that I wore over my socks and then in my shoes.
Emoji.
They're
emoji socks.
I actually got
Mike Evans an actual get. Like, I got him, like, a shirt. No, I got him a hat and sunflower seeds.
Very strong. Very strong.
Well, guys, it's 7 o'clock, and you know what that means. This has been the season finale of I Plead the First.
So sad.
This is the final time signing off until we see you again.
Let's say we'll probably be back in the fall.
We'll be back in the fall.
Are we gonna apply for right after post?
Yeah.
Production? All right,
yes.
I'm down for that.
You'll see us.
You'll hear us.
This is my last time signing off. It's your gracious host,
and
Shannon Devlin.
She wasn't really dramatic.
And D.
I'm Matt.
And our special guest who
popped
in.
Dolby McIntyre, /Greg Sutton, /Greg Sutton, /Gregory Sutton, /whatever the heck everybody else calls me. Yep.
Gregory.